AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. tariffs kick in today against Canada, Mexico, and China.
25% on Canada and 25% on Mexico, and that'll start. So they're going to have a tariff. So what they have to do is build their car plants, frankly, and other things in the United States, in which case they have no tariffs.
China announced it will impose additional tariffs up to 15% on imports of key U.S. farm products, including chicken, pork, soy, and beef, and also expanded controls on doing business with key U.S. companies. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said his country would slap tariffs on more than $100 billion in American goods over the course of 21 days. Mexico didn't immediately detail any retaliatory measures. In an attempt to get Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to talk peace with Russia, President Trump has ordered a pause in U.S. military aid to Ukraine. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The White House official says it's being reviewed to ensure it's contributing to a solution. Earlier, Trump said,
"The deal could be made very fast. It should not be that hard a deal to make. It could be made very fast. Now, maybe somebody doesn't want to make a deal. And if somebody doesn't want to make a deal, I think that person won't be around very long. That person will not be listened to very long."
Trump also criticized Zelensky on Monday for having said a peace deal remains far off.
He said he thinks the war's going to go on for a long time. And he better not be right about that.
Separately, a U.S. official confirms Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered the U.S. Cyber Command to pause offensive operations against Russia. The decision does not affect cyber operations conducted by other agencies, including the CIA. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump will stand before a joint session of Congress tonight to give an accounting of his turbulent first weeks in office. The Vatican says Pope Francis rested early today after he suffered further setbacks in his fight against double pneumonia. This is AP News. Her publicist says Dolly Parton's husband, Carl Dean, has died. He was 82. Dolly Parton says she first saw her husband the day she moved to Nashville when she was 18.
"We met at the Wishy-Washy Laundromat in 1964, and I often joke that it's been wishy-washy ever since."
Parton told the AP in 1994, "Carl Dean is a great buddy.
He just accepts me for, you know, the way that I am. He just thinks, oh, hell, that's show business."
Dolly Parton says her husband inspired one of her classic songs.
"Jolene, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene."
She wrote Jolene about a flirty bank teller who seemed to take an interest in Dean, who was also a writer.
"He doesn't claim to be a writer, but his songs, his poems to me are very heartfelt and very deep and very sweet."
Carl Dean was a businessman. He owned an asphalt paving business in Nashville. He and Parton kept strict privacy around their relationship for decades. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.